Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and Free Talk Live is originating tonight in the U.S. Mariana Islands. It is Mark with you.
And Wes.
And when I say tonight, what I mean is today, because we're 15 hours before...
In the future,
from Eastern Time.
Yes.
So... that means you're listening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., so it should be 8 p.m. Eastern Time is the live broadcast of Free Talk Live. Well, so, you're getting ready for bed, putting the kids to sleep, whatever's going on at your household. Here, the day started. It's 11:06.
Yeah, we've already gone through all that.
A.M.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can tell you the sun rises again.
It does. It's the same sort of deal. We're still in the northern hemisphere here, too.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things I want to drag over from the last hour. So Gilbert called in, and he's having some trouble with his EBT acceptance. And as a libertarian businessman, let's take this question. We were talking about the ideas of liberty and the government inefficiencies and these sorts of things, and it looks like, at least that's what Gilbert believes, that the government may be taking it out on him for sharing a little piece of his mind with a government bureaucrat about their inefficiencies.
Yeah, they can be efficient at their sort of draconian measures sometimes.
Yeah. Rather than a company where you call them up and say, hey, I don't like the level of customer service I'm getting, and perhaps they'll step up and give you a higher level of customer service. I've had it happen. In this case, he believes that he complained about the level of customer service and that they knocked it down. And I think that we all, that they diminished their level of service there, and they maybe even blacklisted him from accepting EBT at his businesses. And he has several, locations, and it's an important part of his business, apparently. And I think that, A, Americans... people generally understand that if you give the government a piece of your mind, if you tell one of their little bureaucrats, hey, I think that I'm getting a low level of customer service here, and you people ought to step it up, that you're probably going to face some recriminations or possibly face some recriminations, so people tend to keep their mouths shut.
Yes. I mean, if you think customer service is bad now, wait until you complain, right?
Right. you're gonna take the level of service you get, and you're going to like it, or at the very least, you're going to shut up, because that's what monopolies do, and the government's a monopoly. And every time you give them any kind of area to deal with, it's going to stink.
Yeah. Do we need this legalized monopoly to provide for people? I'd say it's quite an outdated concept.
The question I would that sort of came up for me during the conversation is, would a libertarian businessman accept EBT? Now, EBT is basically food stamps on a credit card, from what I understand. I'm no expert at this. I'm sure somebody could call in and tell me some of the idiosyncrasies of EBT cards. But more or less, let's say it's government money to buy the things that you want and need for life.
Yeah, a form of status welfare, right?
And
providing for people that can't meet their needs.
The cigarettes and lobster and all the stuff that people complain that those on government assistance.
There's that.
Stuff. And, those kind of stories have some legs or whatever, but ultimately it's just a lot easier to not watch what people are doing with the money than it is to watch it. But what do you think, Wes? As a businessman, would you accept EBT? And if not, why?
Okay, well, I would say, given our discussions about pragmatism versus principles of freedom, I would not.
Okay.
Because I know that there's all kinds of unintended consequences, but I do also understand why people do. So it's not like a cut and dry argument.
Yeah.
I think, what are the stats? Like 30 million people in America are on food stamps?
I don't know what the numbers are.
I think it
sounds
right. 10%, 5% of the population. But there's various types of welfare throughout society.
Yeah.
right? I mean, I work for a contractor in New Hampshire that builds the roads and bridges for the state,
right?
So that's a private entity, and yet it is taking government money to do it much more efficiently than the government would.
Would a libertarian radio program appear on FCC-licensed radio stations?
Oh, that's a tough call, man.
Right. So, you know, for me, what I've decided in this is that I think everybody has to make their own decisions how they're going to get by in this world where this, you know, hierarchical state exists. And I'm not willing to cast aspersions at anybody. And I, you know, thanked Gilbert for his service as a businessman.
Absolutely. He's being industrious and enterprising and providing for people's needs, you know, in a win-win way, which is what a voluntary market does. It's just that we've got this regulatory bureaucracy and a welfare state that is posing as our provider or protector because we somehow couldn't do it otherwise. I think free markets are renowned for meeting needs, you know, seeing needs and filling needs in the marketplace to the, you know, point where people kind of criticize the consumerism, right? All the choices available and all the different ways that you can get shiny things, right?
And I think that, you know, in the last hour, what we were discussing was sort of the state and its roles that it takes and could take in sort of global pandemics. So we have this coronavirus, not a global pandemic.
Not yet, at least.
We do have a global pandemic. It's called the flu. And people don't seem to care about it at all, and they're not clamoring for the state to do anything about it or whatever. But in the coronavirus, since it's got a name that's important, I want to finish what Jeffrey Tucker has to say here about the coronavirus and do we need the state in this at all. But, you know, I think it's worth pointing out that people do seem to want this, you know, like the you know, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea seem to want the state to intervene and do something.
Everyone has their favorite government program,
right?
As Harry Brown used to say, are you willing to give that up in order to abolish the IRS? That was his pitch, right?
Who's that?
Harry Brown.
And he was the 1996 and 2000 presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. Not many greater libertarian orators have existed.
Yeah, he wrote a book called Why Government Doesn't Work, and it's pretty instructive.
So what's Jeffrey Tucker got to say?
So, you know, he says it's not just about disease. The quarantine power has been used by despotic governments all over the world to round up political enemies under the thinnest excuse. Fear of disease is as good an excuse as any, right? So when we get to this point of, like, our very lives are endangered, that's when government that postures as your provider and protector, right, because people can't do this themselves, supposedly.
This is one of the reasons that people seem to get all upset about the illegal aliens, right, that they get all upset about is that, well, I've been told they're carrying drug-resistant tuberculosis, you know?
Yeah, he says in recent times fears of AIDS have led to calls for arresting Mexican immigrants to prevent the spread of disease.
Okay,
I didn't realize AIDS was a thing in the Mexican immigrant community. But, there's any excuse you could use for government intervention. I mean, the biggest example would be...
Surely someone in Mexico has AIDS, and surely some of the people who in Mexico who have AIDS have attempted to cross the border.
Yeah.
I mean, just as many people have done it. But, I mean, the number of illegal aliens coming from Mexico has diminished because, well, America's not as nice a place to be as it was 20 years ago.
It's supposed to be a land of opportunity.
Paradise.
So you can remake your life and start a business and live in a flourishing way with your family and friends.
I mean, one of the things Mr. and Mrs. America need to consider is that if you're going to get upset about illegal aliens today, how are you going to feel if your kids need to be illegal aliens in the future? What if they need to escape to some country that's doing better?
Exactly. Like the idea of building the wall, it's just designed to keep us in as much as people out.
Socialism and despotism have destroyed the United States, and, you know, they need to go elsewhere. It's not like we can't point historically how big government programs and government intrusion in people's lives have destroyed the status of nations.
Yeah, I think when people have their fears sort of dealt with internally, like it's about having fear of others, fear of threats, and when people are in a fearful state, they tend to reach for something that can fix things coercively, in a sense. You know, an authoritarian sort of regime is the preeminent example of how to fix problems with force.
Now, FEMA has protocols for dealing with pandemics or whatever they decide is an illness that's gotten out of control.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that.
Indeed. The FEMA camps.
The FEMA camps. So the FEMA camps that we have heard so much about. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Wes.
Coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands. Wes, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me here.
Huh?
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, no problem. Absolutely. And you visited, you want to check out Saipan and the U.S. Mariana Islands because of CryptoFrontier.org, which is a project to move some crypto-minded people here to the island and see if we can, you know, do some good for everybody.
Yeah, cryptocurrency is a way to divest ourselves from the fiat currency of governments, the way that governments print money out of thin air and basically destroy the livelihood, the economic lifeblood of economies. And that's one of the things I want to express some compassion for the one caller about losing the ability to actually have customers with food stamps, because a lot of people think, on the left at least, that without these food stamps, these people are just really down and out, you know? Yet what has created the economic environment in which food stamps have been sort of demanded for or passed legislation for? I would say it's the creation of the Federal Reserve. The last 100 years, the U.S. currency has lost, 98% of its value?
It's somewhere between like 97, 98, 99, somewhere in there.
This is not helpful for people.
Right. It's a depreciating asset. And
it
everybody
is.
Knows it. That's why Americans
spend. But it's only 3%,
Mark. What's that?
It's only 3% it depreciates per year. Per year.
So we're told.
Or 2%. What is it? Maybe it's down to like 1% now, since Trump is orchestrating things.
Well, I don't know. You've got to look at what's the overnight repo rate has been rather high. I don't know. The thing is that the government never tells you how much money they're printing, and that's what inflation is inflation of the currency, and so that deflates the value of the currency.
Mm-hmm.
And the governments have shown throughout history, ours included, that they're irresponsible with money, the creation of money. And it needs to be taken out of their hands, and that's what cryptocurrency does.
Absolutely.
But to use cryptocurrency, you have to have a functioning wallet. And a wallet is an app that allows you to control your accounts. And you can control them with some wallets, and that's really important. So one of the wallet that I recommend is Edge Wallet. And it's what they call a non-custodial wallet, meaning no one else has custody of your cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want. So they're great. I think they're the best. They work on iOS and Android. That's obviously important. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold most of your cryptocurrencies. There might be some, you know, little off-brand ones that they don't have, but they've got most of it. It's you control it, your own money, username and password, as opposed to memorizing a 12-word list of words. That's just not going to work for most people, or writing it down. They've got, you know, BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many, many more. And this is the veteran team as far as making wallets. They've been around almost the longest. I don't know if they're... I mean, I can think of a couple of wallets that would have been around longer, but they're not as robust and they're not as good. They've been building since 2014. You can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Edge.app is where you get it, at edge.app. And I think it's the best. Not just because it's named after me, Mark Edge. It's not named after me. Anyway, we know each other. Edge.app.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul was running AirBits in San Diego, and that got transitioned into Edge.
Yep.
I had the AirBits wallet like just up to a few months ago, and then I made the transition. It was pretty seamless.
It is. They make it easy for you. So... tell me about the FEMA camps. Tell me what the government's done some things to control, try to control the population. Well, there's some Chinese people that had to deal with something. I want to hear that story.
Well, there's a history of it, right?
Yeah.
Of a government, you know, abusing their powers that they possess as a result of supposedly this idea of representing us, right? Even though they don't know us, they're complete strangers, more or less. Like, how many people know their representatives? It's spoken to them personally.
No.
Yeah, so how can you, it's hard, I was talking on a podcast many years ago with a friend, like, even friends can misinterpret what we want, right? So you go to the store to get something, and you think that I wanted this, but that was purchased instead. And so that's a very microcosm of the problem of local information trying to get, you know, dispersed to these people that don't know us, really don't care, and are just like subjected to pressure groups, right? Special interests. That's the common sort of bugaboo in American politics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's in charge of making sure that those, you know, forces aren't deleteriously affecting other people's interests?
Well, yeah, they're not.
They're not. So this is the problem with a legalized monopoly on coercion, of all things. You know, you really want a system of justice that respects rights and that institutes a fair system. You know, even if there's competing, quote, governments, justice agencies, their interest is to satisfy customers based on the principles of freedom.
Right.
And that's kind of a integrated process of, like, learning what freedom means, because it's very inconsistently applied and understood in America and around the world,
right.
Obviously.
You can choose your cell phone company. You can choose your insurance company. And by the way, an insurance contract is a form of governance. You can't choose your government. And for some reason, we used to believe as humans that religions and land masses were tied together. You had to be the same religion as the people who are around you, otherwise there's going to be problems. Now in the United States, we can see that people of different religions can live on the same street and everything's fine.
Absolutely.
Now, the next question, can you have a different government? Well, not as governments exist today, not as states, because states are so intrusive and do so many things. But humans do need some form of protection, and they're going to bind together to, you know, handle costs and things like that. So, yeah, I think that we need government, if that's the term you want to use for it, but I don't think it needs to be what we have. And we're going to get to the point where people are governed, you know, in different land masses by different organizations. The question is, when?
That's a good question. I, with the cryptocurrency, you become your own banker. So instead of having the banking industry controlled by the government, set up by the government, a quasi-private entity called the Federal Reserve controlling the lifeblood of the economy, once again,
and controlling your bank,
this sets your standard of living and your cost of living. Primarily, and they adjust interest rates according to how the banksters want to do it, right? But all that gets sort of set aside when you engage in this crypto economy that allows you to be your own banker, and that comes with some responsibility. So there is the other side of freedom is self-responsibility, and once people can integrate that, I mean, everyone wins essentially, because you're no longer at the, you know, the behest of these organizations that don't have much concern for your individual rights. But one example of the FEMA situation, the Jeffrey Tucker has an article that talks about, do we need government to impose these things on us? Apparently, the fine, any person who violates any regulation prescribed under sections blah, 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 and any provision, blah, 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 right, enters or departs, limits the quarantine station, and basically doesn't abide by the rules, shall be punished by a fine of not more than 1,000 or by imprisonment for not more than 1 year or both. So he says, if you're willing to risk coughing up $1,000 or going to the pokey for a year, you can pretty much walk around infected with anything and infect anyone else. If that's your goal, it's not likely that such penalties are going to deter you.
No.
No, not at all. Right.
It's not like outlawing felons having guns. If a felon goes and robs a convenience store with a gun, your law didn't do anything. And it's because laws don't stop lawbreakers. Bad guys don't care about your laws. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to call in, comment about this or anything else here on Free Talk Live. Am I wrong? Do bad guys care about your laws? 855-450-3733.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling the impeachment ordeal very unfair. At an event at the White House on Thursday, the president celebrated his acquittal, calling it part of a witch hunt that began the day he started running for president. The president's also happy that Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, has been able to get things done in the Senate.
This guy is great, and I appreciate it, Mitch. And he's also given us 191 now. 191 federal judges, 2 Supreme Court judges, right?
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is thanking Iowans for his strong support in the presidential caucuses. In the latest batch of results from Iowa, Sanders leads in the final alignment votes. And another record day on Wall Street is at the closing bell. The Dow was up 89 points to finish at 29,380. The S&P improved 11. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It is Mark with you.
And Wes.
The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. What's on my mind right now is LibertyCon. You can go to, Con is short for convention. It's put on by the Students for Liberty. And you can go to libertycon.com and get signed up. This is a low-cost event. And it's because it's, you know, for students by student organization and all that stuff. But it's a high-quality event, and it's going to be very, very well attended. It's in Washington, D.C. It's April the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The big day is the 4th, but you should be there for the whole thing. Free Talk Live is going to be there. We're going to be having some fun. We're going to be interviewing some people. So I'm looking right now at the speakers. Steve Forbes. He's awesome, always great. He's the editor-in-chief of, if you're not familiar, Forbes Magazine. John Mackey, co-founder and CEO of Whole Foods. There's Titus Gable, who is one of my favorites. He's the president and CEO of Free Private Cities Incorporated. And Matt Warner, president of the Atlas Network. The objectivists should be well represented at this, Wes. I know.
Nice,
warms the cockles of your little objectivist heart.
Even though they're not necessarily voluntarists, they still have a coherent philosophy other than that.
Indeed. And lots of other speakers, too. Miriam Issa, Marquette Ward, Catherine Mangu Ward, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. Should be a lot of fun. So go sign up at libertycon.com, Washington, D.C., April the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So it's coming up soon. You don't want to miss out. I want to see you there. I want to say hi to you. I want to have a conversation with you. So please, get signed up. Come out and see us at libertycon.com. And we're back to this Jeffrey Tucker article talking about the government and the dangers of them attempting to stop the spread of disease.
Absolutely. And I was wondering, as far as LibertyCon, is there an opposing groups like FascistCon and CommunistCon?
I'm sure there is.
That would be interesting. They don't really want to come out explicitly about that.
Right? SocialismCon coming up.
There's that. Yeah, so there are actually regulations in America that's under the auspices of the Center for Disease Control about how to quarantine people. It says regulations prescribed under this section may provide for the apprehension and examination of any individual reasonably believed to be infected with a communicable disease in a qualifying stage, and A, to be moving or about to move from a state to another state, or B, to be a probable source of infection to individuals who, while infected with such a disease in a qualifying stage, will be moving from a state to another state. So it's this interstate commerce, I guess, is what they're thinking is the way to enforce this. Such regulations may provide that if upon examination any such individual is found to be infected, he may be detained for such time and in such manner as may be reasonably necessary. So necessary and prudent.
Yeah. That's, the government loves to say that they get to decide what they're the arbiters of things that are necessary and reasonable. But I mean, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, do you consider the government to be a good judge of what is necessary and reasonable for things in your life?
Their track record is atrocious.
Right. And remember, the rule set here is you should be able to have freedom for your life, but in order to have it, you need to give it to other people. So you should be able to, like, the question asked to you, do you think the government is reasonable when in dealing with you, when it has dealt with you and people in your family? Well, if you don't think it is, then it's probably not reasonable when it's dealt with other people either. Do you want to release this rapacious and inefficient organization on people?
There's the so-called Surgeon General, and this person has the power in America, apparently, to control, direct, and manage all U.S. quarantine stations, grounds, and anchorages, designate their boundaries, and designate the quarantine officers to be in charge thereof. This is from the legalese, you know, part of the regulation.
Yep.
With the approval of the president, he shall from time to time select suitable sites for and establish such stations, grounds, and anchorages in the states and possessions of the United States as in his judgment are necessary. His judgment,
yep,
are necessary to prevent the introduction of communicable diseases into the states and possessions of the United States. So I guess if you have a course of monopoly that's in charge of things like this, this sounds sensible, right? But the question is, can we do something else besides this, besides having people involved in an organization that seeks to dominate people? The fight for liberty is constant, right, to prevent intrusions of government over and over again. Like in New Hampshire, it's always been an uphill battle trying to prevent more and more laws from being passed to resemble more and more like Massachusetts, for instance, you know?
Yeah. It just keeps happening. I mean, like, exactly when is this is going to end? This, all these politicians say they're for small government, at least the Republican ones do, and they're not. It just keeps happening.
So a smaller form of cancer is the metaphor, typically?
Well, I guess. I get the allure of small government for people, but, at some point or another, we have to realize that it's just not something that gets achieved.
When it comes to life and death scenarios, such as a communicable disease like this, it's important to trust in our fellow humans. Like, humans really thrive in crisis situations. Like, here in Saipan, which is an island about 50% larger than Hong Kong Island, by the way. And Hong Kong Island has, well, the Hong Kong area has the most skyscrapers anywhere in the world, apparently. Like, maybe thousands of them.
I don't think they're quite as susceptible to earthquakes as we are
here. And typhoons, exactly.
But either way, you could put You know, this island had historically has had more than five times as many people on it as it currently does.
Yes, and it has a degree of autonomy that I wasn't even aware of until I heard the Crypto Frontier proponent Alex talking about this on Free Talk Live. And it's definitely different, I think, in some respects than the mainland America. They call it the mainland. But nonetheless, it is a society that does rally together when there's crisis situations. Like the typhoon hit, it was huge. There's 200 mile an hour winds. And, you know, people found ways to actually cope with this. It's just that when you add a government into the mix, it tends to degrade the human initiative a lot of the time.
Sure.
And substitute that. Like, so Jeffrey's point here with this article is saying that human beings as individuals in society interacting with each other can actually solve these problems way better because they're sensing and responding in their local environments to things to make decisions. You know, they don't have to get a pecking order to get decisions made by the Surgeon General, for instance.
Right.
There's no top-down sort of thing. People can actually just do it according to their own responsibilities.
I had a situation where my driveway washed out. Now, it washed out down by the road, so it was the problem of the state of New Hampshire. And obviously, I don't have to worry about that now. I'm renting in Saipan. But if it had washed out farther up, it would have pretty much been my problem. Sure, I could have made the case that they needed to compensate me because it was their culvert that jammed up or whatever the situation was. But as a result, I just had to wait for when they decided to repair it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to getting out there and attempting to do it myself. So that I couldn't get a vehicle out. I mean, I was stranded.
Kind of a crisis situation.
And I did figure, what I did was borrow a vehicle from a friend and had them, I just parked it in another spot of my properties, but I had to walk over to it. It was inconvenient, but I was, you know, managing to do it. But my vehicles were stuck. I couldn't get across this 4-foot chasm, and here I am just waiting for the government to fix it. To their credit, they did it relatively quickly. I think they did it in like 3 days or something, probably as fast, if not faster, than I could have gotten somebody out there to repair it. Now, I probably could have just thrown rocks in there and managed to drive my 4-wheel truck over it.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have wanted me to do that. So.
People can help each other in a free society. That's the thing. And
right.
They don't need to work in an organization that kind of impedes that freedom.
Indeed. The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, and you are welcome to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Wes.
And, I've actually got a couple of calls here on the Discord line. I'm going to have to check that out here in the near future, Wes. But wanted to tell you about the AMP program. You can go to AMP, that's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. And if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, like having guest hosts like Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, which, Frank, Wes, you ever been on another nationally syndicated radio program?
Never have, other than this one. Well, actually, Mark Stevens, No State Project. I'm not sure how he's syndicated. But
I'm not sure what his, he's been on other shows, but yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I don't think he has stations. I think he has more of a podcast. But regardless, he does a live program.
Netcast, I guess, yeah.
And, you know, there's not other shows that are doing what we're doing. So please support us. The number, the website is amp.freetalklive.com. And want to thank Venkman, who is a longtime silver amplifier. That Venkman, thank you very much for your support. And you can be like Venkman and go to amp.freetalklive.com. And I am going to leave the screening of those Discord calls to the break. Can't do that right now. I meant to do it earlier, but the problem is that you can't screen them during certain commercials. Got to wait, and I forgot. So pardon me, everybody.
Those were high-quality calls,
indeed.
Right?
So we've talked about the coronavirus and all that stuff, and I think it's instructive to look at. One thing I want to look at is something that happened here in the last week in Radio Land is Rush Limbaugh was diagnosed with lung cancer.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have not always been the biggest fan of Rush Limbaugh, and I disagree with him on some issues. And at the same time, I'm hearing some kind of audio.
Someone's smacking their lips. Someone's breathing into a microphone.
Yep. So I think that's probably my fault.
It's not Rush Limbaugh.
Yep.
The golden EIB microphone is not connected to the show.
I know what I did. So, okay. Rush Limbaugh has lung cancer, and it probably came from many years of his nicotine-stained fingers, right?
Yeah, he used to say the formerly nicotine-stained fingers. Yeah. So I wonder when he went back off the rails.
It's been some time. And, I got to say, it kind of hit me a little hard. It's like, oh, man, the godfather of talk. This guy built this industry I'm in. He also gave it some trouble, too, in the recent past with the Sandra Fluke incident where he it was trying to make a point that people who are irresponsible with their sexuality and have, results that they weren't expecting, we have a term for that, and the term he used was slut. Right?
I see.
And I think it was went a little too far, but let's not forget that it is kind of a talk show host job to get press beyond their show.
Yeah, and more or less a right-wing talk show host. I remember Rush when he had his television show, and he was more conservative economically, not promoting a lot of the state intervention stuff and more free market-oriented. I don't know what he's been like lately on the airwaves, but...
He spends his time defending the Republicans and lambasting the Democrats. And
that's the blood sport, isn't it?
That's his shtick, and, okay, that's fine. However, I guess it was last night or the night before, things get a little confused when you're halfway around the world.
Yeah, but which day was it? But, yeah, end-stage cancer, I guess. Maybe stage 4 or 5?
It's 4. He's pretty far along.
And but around 70 years old?
He's 69.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He was given the Medal of Freedom by President Trump in a surprise fashion.
I see.
By the way, if you want to study what surprise looks on people's faces look like, you should see this video. Because he truly didn't know that he was going to get the medal. Surprise! You get the highest civilian award that we can give.
Who is that usually given to? Is it given every year?
It was given to Paul Harvey.
Okay.
Yeah. It was given to Friedrich Hayek, an economist.
There you go.
I think that there's no argument that Rush Limbaugh is, he reaches the levels of the people who have received the Medal of Freedom. Save a bunch of kids from a burning school bus, you could get it too.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with any of those things. It's an award, and it can be given out to the president, and there you go. It's being given out. But I love this quote here from Steve Lampa, who is the president of South Florida's based LampCom Communication Corporation. How ironic is the talk radio world? The man who is number one on the no-buy list, and this no-buy list is media companies and major advertisers won't advertise on Rush Limbaugh and some other shows. Fortunately, Free Talk Live does not seem to have made that list, but nonetheless, if they're not going to buy on a station that has Rush Limbaugh, then they're not going to buy Free Talk Live anyway. So anyway, list received the number one civilian honor by the President of the United States. How many agency marketing directors will open their thinking to what great talk radio is about and the deep influence of great talent? And this is something, this is the thing, is that for some reason it's become unacceptable to support media that has opinions that make you ask a question.
Almost as if free speech doesn't exist, or it's not a priority,
right.
Not a value.
Right. Free, the lack of free speech is enforced by the marketplace, not by... and Rush Limbaugh, he's not a racist. Some people may conclude that, but he's not. His number one employee is black. Schnerdly, I guess, is his on-air name.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's not like we're talking about speech that is terrible or anything like this. This guy says one thing one time, and suddenly no major advertiser will touch him.
It's kind of like the cancel culture that's going on.
That's
right?
What it is. It's cancel culture. And this, I think it's Media Matters is the organization that goes out. And I'm sure that they've listened to Free Talk Live and probably thought, not worth going after these guys. They say they're libertarian. They're already nuts. So whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard, I guess, in that kind of culture, that milieu, to build bridges of empathy, which is what we really need in a society that's so fractured. You know, this blood sport of Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives. It seems like there's no way to unite on values that transcend the party politics BS.
It's all I got to say on it is media buyers, yeah, grow pair, advertisers. Look, this is what free speech looks like. And Rush Limbaugh, Godspeed to you, godfather of talk.
Wish him well.
Let's go to the Discord line, Skate 4. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Skate 4, can you hear me? I did test the audio on this. Well, what are you going to do?
Mission Control Houston.
Yeah, there you go. I want to talk about the coming up in the next segment. I want to talk about Iowa. So there has it took a long time to get results out of Iowa. It looks like a virtual tie between Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders, and then I think. Was it Warren that got a few points after that? I can't.
So this is like delegates, right?
It's about delegates.
Yeah.
This is a it's a delegate race, and without the delegates, you know, this doesn't matter. So the actual numbers don't matter, especially in a primary situation, because, well, you know, it's no big deal. It looks like Elizabeth Warren got 5, Biden got 2, and Kohlbacher got 1. And Iowa's been first for a long time, but this debacle appears to have shaken their position as the number one, as the first caucus in the nation. And
they were not able to count the delegates accurately?
There were inconsistencies, I am told.
Okay.
And, well, I don't know. It says here, 49 delegates, 48 are pledged, and 8 are superdelegates. I know after the superdelegate situation last go around with the Democrats, now they're doing superdelegates somewhat differently. So we'll see how that all lines up this go around.
And is it like the Electoral College where they count a certain popular vote and then the delegates go along
represent
with
the popular
that?
Vote. Yeah.
Or not. They can choose not to, I guess?
Yeah, well, the delegates have to vote their first round for the person that they voted for, usually, and then after that, or the person that they were voted in to vote for.
It's very convoluted. It's hard not to have your eyes glaze over with this stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's boring and dumb. But New Hampshire's coming up on Tuesday now.
Okay.
So, here we go. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, as in freedom here on Free Talk Live. Call in with your opinions.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.